It's called flaring, sending natural gas from an oil well up a stack and setting it on fire, like a giant candle. There are so many such flares burning at oil well drill sites across the state that in the hot areas for drilling, like south of San Antonio, you can see them at night from NASA satellites. Bjernor Gilvan is an environmental scientist at the Houston Advanced Research Center.
Some people consider it as a waste gas or a nuisance, but it's actually very valuable.
How valuable?
They estimated it to be $20 billion U.S. dollars per year.
That's worldwide?
Yep.
Billions of dollars worldwide going up in smoke as natural gas is vented into the air or burned, adding to the total of greenhouse gases related to climate change. In Texas, according to data from state regulators, the amount flared is less than 0.5% of the total natural gas produced in the state. But roughly calculated, that's still about $92 million worth a year.
It's a waste, and it should be captured and utilized.
Companies are always looking for ways to save money, but that can be tough to do with the waste gas. Ideally, the gas would be captured, put into a pipeline, and sold, says Richard Hout, an engineer who's worked around the world on drilling operations.
The issue being, of course, is not every place has a gas line, a gas pipeline, that you can compress the gas and put it into that line for sale.
So at drill sites that are often in remote areas of Texas, it can be easier to just burn it. Hout is also with the Houston Advanced Research Center. They're working with industry on what they call the environmentally friendly drilling program.
We're looking at different ways of reducing the amount of air pollution associated with the equipment.
Because air pollution doesn't come just from the flares. At those out-in-the-middle-of-nowhere drilling sites, there's something else happening. That's the sound of a diesel generator at a drill site. There are so many generators being used to power huge pumps and other drilling equipment that the diesel exhaust is becoming an air pollution concern. The drilling industry says it used 700 million gallons of diesel fuel nationwide last year alone. Researchers began wondering, why not figure a way to run those generators not on diesel fuel, but instead on the cleaner burning natural gas that's going to waste? Now, a few companies are developing pilot projects to do just that. Converting the generators to run on natural gas would save the industry millions of dollars.
It does save the company money because natural gas is cheaper than diesel.
Mike Manefa is an engineer at Chevron.
So Chevron, we have an effort to not flare at all.
To do that, Chevron has two experimental rigs working in Pennsylvania that run on natural gas. Will it become common practice?
I think right now it's just a little too early to say. I think technically there's no reason why you couldn't do it, but we just want to make sure that we're realizing the benefit that we expect.
In the meantime, back in Texas, the flaring continues and is increasing. Permits issued by the state to allow operators to flare waste gas surged from just 300 a few years ago to over 3,000 this year. By law, the flares can burn for no longer than 6 months, forcing the operators to find ways to capture the gas. In North Dakota, second to Texas in oil production, there are fewer restrictions and the state has a far higher rate of flared gas than Texas. States are under federal pressure to minimize air pollution from drilling. Innovations like using the waste gas to power drilling equipment may help reach that goal someday. For State Impact Texas, I'm Dave Failing.